USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better and the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
As the Center for Disease Control is meeting today to perhaps discuss more on the mask and vaccine mandates, it's been revealed the CDC has been hiding science from the American people for over a year.
The New York Times is reporting that the CDC has kept massive amounts of COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The paper reported the CDC held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a breakdown of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on the efficacy of booster shots in 18 to 49-year-olds, even though it collected the information. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The President and Vice President have nothing planned on their schedule for Wednesday. There will be a press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki at 2:30 p.m. Eastern from the White House lectern. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In 2014, sanctions against Russia did not prevent them from overtaking Crimea under the watchful eye of Vice President Biden. Fast forward to 2022, President Biden continues to believe a sanction against a couple of Kremlin banks will deter Russia from invading Europe's second largest country. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News gives her point of view.
So when Biden stands there and looks directly into the camera and says, you know, defending freedom will cost us, what he really should be saying is looking directly into the American people's eyes and saying, this will cost you, because these sanctions are not going to cost him or Kamala Harris or the power elite in this country, even the power elite in Russia. It is the people who will suffer, the American people, the Russian people, drastically increasing prices at the gas pump, facing increasing costs at the supermarket, impacting our supply chain, the hardships that people are dealing with every day now with Biden's sanctions plan. We're only going to see that continuing to get worse. And it doesn't end there. This is the problem is, you think Russia's not going to respond? You think Putin's not going to respond? He will respond. And it's likely he'll retaliate using cyber attacks on our financial systems, our communication systems, on our basic infrastructure. Biden will then be forced to respond. Putin will then be forced to respond. So we end up in this endless tit for tat that leads us where? To this looming threat and likelihood of this thing going nuclear.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.